WEEI Studios. 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station.
The valuation is $4.1 billion, around there, roughly speaking. So,
Paul, I'm sorry, it's not for sale.
4.1.
You got that kind of scratch?
All right, love. I don't got that kind of scratch, but look, he said love, not money. What if Elon Musk be like, hey, I got $10 billion.
Wait, what did he say?
$10 billion.
Elon Musk offered you $10 billion.
Oh, I don't think he knows if a basketball is blown up or stuffed.
$20 billion.
Come on, it's not for sale.
$30 billion.
Not for sale. Not for sale.
$50 billion.
Not for sale.
All right. There y'all have it, man. Hey.
What did he say at the end?
Wow.
Not until we get another ring. Is that what he said?
Can we hear it back? That very last little bit.
All right, there y'all have it, man.
Not before the game.
He said not before the game. We're trying to win another ring.
Is that what he said?
I think that's what he said.
I think that is.
That's what
I
heard. Yeah.
No, I didn't hear that at all.
Not before the game. We're trying to hear it. I'd heard not before the game.
Got it.
Definitely.
Okay.
We're trying to win another ring.
Okay.
Like, don't distract me with this. I'm not selling the team. That was an adamant. $50 billion. He said, no, I'm not selling the team.
Okay.
Not for sale.
And now he's selling the team.
Liar.
For probably $5 billion.
They never said $5 billion.
Yeah, you probably should have taken the 50.
And it's so, not for sale.
$30 billion.
Not for sale. Not for sale.
$50 billion.
Not for sale. To be fair, Rachel Nichols is doing most of the not for sale.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, Rachel Nichols, let him go.
Man can answer for himself.
Before I heard the back
she
and forth.
She says proxy.
I assume maybe she was the one asking the question. I didn't realize it was Paul Pierce's president. Good job by Paul. I can't believe this, but good job by Paul Pierce.
Way to go,
Big
Paul.
J journalist.
Yes, yeah. Seriously. I wonder if Paul had heard anything.
Bulldogging
like,
him.
Hey, is there any chance this organization's for sale? You're shaking your head. What do you mean?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't think Paul Pierce hears a lot of what's happening around him.
Well, why'd he
totally
ask?
Honest with you.
Why was he asking?
I don't know.
I wonder if he heard something. I wonder if Paul Pierce heard something. When's that from, Arkand?
It was about a month ago.
Month ago.
Yeah.
All right, there y'all have it, man. Hey.
Axios reported the sale's been in process for progress for months. It's been under consideration, rather, for months. So, I don't know. I don't rule out Paul Pierce.
I don't rule that out either.
Paul Pierce is close to ownership. And so, I don't know. I don't know why he would out him there. And where was that? The Truth Lounge?
Yes, it was the Truth Lounge podcast. It was him, Rachel Nichols, and Wick, obviously, and they were sitting. It looked like it was like a panel, you know, like one of those panel talks, like a TED Talk or something, but that's what it was, yeah.
Okay, so let me catch you up to speed on the news, and then we have an update from Chris Mannix. Hour number three, Jones and Mega with Arkan. You want to jump in on Wick selling the team. How do you feel about it? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Who do you want to own the team? Phone line's open for you again at 617-779-7937.
Well, Elon Musk be like, hey, I got $10 billion.
It's a good suggestion. What does it mean for the Celtics in their title defense? What does it mean for their dynasty, which we think is, what, 3-4, 3-5? Their dynasty pursuit, all things that we thought was assured of as of a couple of days ago. It's a real wrench in that plan. So, again, you could jump in on the phones.
Can you imagine what Elon Musk would do to the Celtics? He, like, change him to the Celtics?
Yeah, I mean, right. He would change it to, like, a weird
Leprechaun
name.
Leprechaun becomes a cyborg.
Change the logo.
Going to genetically engineer a real-life leprechaun.
I mean, look, I will say the same thing about him as I would say about any other owner. If you're willing to come in and spend on the talent on this team and add to the talent on this team and foot the luxury tax bill, then I don't care who the owner is. If you're going to start peeling away, then I care. And so if he wants to pony up $10 billion and buy the Celtics and foot the luxury tax bill, great. I'm all for it. Here's what Woj reported earlier today, and it was about as out of left field as it comes. We said this, I was stunned. When I heard the breaking news sounder during Gresham Fourier, I thought for sure it was like Tatum's extension. I had no idea what this was. None. I thought it was going to be Tatum's extension. And I'm like, okay, we all knew that was happening. Similar to how I felt about Derek White. Even the Bruins deals today, by the time noon rolled around, you knew they had been linked to these players. It wasn't a done deal, but you had a pretty good idea what the breaking news was for. I'm like, what the hell could this be for? Wick is selling the team. Boston Celtics majority ownership group. Led by Wick Grosbeck, is planning to make the franchise available for sale. Sources tell ESPN the investment group purchased the team in 2002 for $360 million. Massive development for one of sports' most valued properties.
It's not for sale.
Says Woj. Himmelsbach at the Globe said, according to a league source, Celtics majority owner Wick Grosbeck is looking to sell his stake in the team. This potential sale is not expected to include their entire investment group that purchased the team in 2002. Okay? So some minority owners possibly not looking to sell, or maybe they're waiting to eventually sell. We'll see where that goes. Boston Basketball Partners LLC announced their plan. The ownership group of the Boston Celtics announced today its intention to sell all shares of the team.
Not for sale.
So I initially interpreted that as meaning the minority investors as well, but it turns out it's Wick's portion of the team is for sale. Rachel
Not
Nichols.
For sale.
The controlling family of the ownership group, after considerable thought and internal discussion, has decided to sell the team for estate and family planning considerations. The managing board of the ownership group expects to sell a majority interest in 2024 or early 2025, with the balance closing out in 2028. They expect Wick Grosbeck to remain as the governor until the second closing in 2028. One more item here from Axios. I was just updating this. I've read it a couple of different times. Worth reiterating. Sources say that Grosbeck has been considering a sale for months and that the final decision didn't come until the championship run, after the championship run. He's recently been spending time in New York City on projects like his tequila brand and a television program. His father, Irv Grosbeck, also participated in the buy. He's now the lead owner and team governor, meaning Wick. His father's 89. So who knows what's going on there? Meanwhile, can I add one more thing and then we'll react to all of it? Chris Mannix. Mego, you just dropped this in from Sports Illustrated. Keep an eye on a casino resort magnate pursuing Celtics ownership. Now, this is what just happened with Cuban, right?
Right.
Adelson?
Yes.
Is it his widow?
It was the widow or the daughter or something? I don't know.
I forget who it was. That's what happened in the Mavs purchase.
Yes.
Grosbeck,
Miriam Adelson.
Grosbeck doesn't own TD Garden, now one of the older in the NBA. A new majority owner may want to build a new arena. And when it comes to gambling, Massachusetts is open for business. So we're going to get another casino with an arena in? I mean, similar to what? Mohegan? Like, there's an arena in Mohegan.
There is. And you know what? You get your own arena. You're not paying rent to the Jacobs anymore.
No, and so look, I'm sure Wick was interested in building his
own. The only two casino magnates I can think of are Steve Wynn and Donald Trump. So it's one of those two probably going to be the next owner of the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think Wynn's buying anything else up these
probably
days.
Probably not.
And, you know, Trump's got other stuff going on. So I don't
know.
What
else does he have going on?
I don't know who it is, but this is what.
He's a 6 handicap.
Mannix tweeted out. And so they're going to build. Well, let's stop with this. Do you think he's spitballing? Do you think it's informed? My guess is that's informed. We talked about this off the air.
Yeah, it feels informed to me. You don't just throw that out there like, hey, guess what?
Hey, keep an eye on this. Oh, by the way.
Yeah. Here's a crazy idea. Just throwing it against the wall out there as a reporter. It's not usually his style.
So, no, it's not. And so a new casino with an arena in it. Now you own your arena. And, you know, one of the nice things about not owning your building, everybody misses this too. It's like, well, he doesn't own his building. How does he make any money? Well, I don't know. He didn't have to pay to build it in the first place either. You know right. what I mean? It's like you save a lot of money when you didn't build your arena on top of that.
There's a leaky faucet at the TD Garden. Wick Grosbeck is like, that's not my problem.
I call the landlord. Not my issue.
Oh, sounds like a Delaware North change? Problem to me.
Exactly. And so, interesting. Mannix thinks it's going to be gambling money coming in, which I would have no problem with. I wonder who it is.
Going to be able to, like, go play slots and the rafters. I like this idea.
Yeah.
I like this.
I'm looking at a list of the richest casino owners in the United States.
Good.
Adelson's number one. That's already
they own the
taken
they own care
the Mavs. They own the Mavericks, unless they're trying to get more than one team. Then there is Tilman Fertitta.
Yeah, he owns the Rockets.
$7.9 billion. Owns the Rockets. Phil Ruffin at $3.1
billion.
Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta the third. So I guess the Fertitta children. Are they the ones with the Rockets? I don't know, but they're on the list too.
Tilman Fertitta owns the Rockets.
They're UFC guys too.
Right. And Elaine Wynn at $1.7 billion. Those are the top five.
Okay.
As of 2 years ago.
I mean, when did the Maloofs own the Kings? I mean, that was eons ago, but that was gambling money.
Right. One of them dated Britney Spears.
Is that right?
When he was owning the Kings.
So it's not anything new per se. I don't know. Is there any reason that you would feel odd about gambling money owning a team? I wouldn't. And so, is this a trend in sports? I guess would be the question. It's trend in the NBA. And
I'd rather that than this Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. I think.
Well,
the one or the other.
Right. We don't need Saudi money in the NBA, although that's coming to American professional sports. We talked about this with Liv. Like, that is it's coming. It's happening.
Here.
And so, but like, you know, in terms of like owning an NBA team or an NFL team, like that's going to happen. It will happen. But it doesn't have to be the Celtics. Furthermore, it would be better than the Fenway Sports Group. And so I'd be okay with both those things over what's going down. But interesting from Chris Mannix.
Yeah, I don't feel sketchy about a casino magnate or whatever coming in and owning it. That's
DraftKings runs, the
We're
Celtics.
We're like so far down that road here in Massachusetts, which is funny because it took forever for them to pass all this stuff. And now it's like full speed ahead. So I don't see a problem with that at all. Not at all. Especially if they have deeper pockets. Here's the thing. Like, we are talking about this, how much instability there could be for these next few seasons for the Celtics when they're in real contention. There is a silver lining, of which maybe whoever comes in has super deep pockets, is very excited to just basically inherit this championship roster and go to town.
100%. I said this earlier. It might be a good thing.
It could be a good thing.
No, I said this earlier. It might be a good thing.
It could be a horrible thing.
If you have Ballmer...
Because we like Grosbeck, but it could be richer people.
Right, if you have an owner who's now in that stratosphere, well, then that's a good thing. But if you have somebody like John Henry who's coming in and looking to pare down the payroll, that's terrible. And why it's all on the table is because we don't know. We have no idea. We have no idea what the goal is. We have no idea what they're doing. Now, I will say, if you're looking to build a new arena, first of all, how weird would that be? Celtics and Bruins now don't both play at the Garden, number one. Number two... Is that good or bad for the payroll? Because now how much money are you throwing down on a new arena? A billion?
Just thinking about the...
$2 billion? What does arena cost these days?
If it's Fenway Sports Group, it's disastrous because look at Fenway Corners.
No, but take Fenway out of it. Whoever's coming in, if they're looking... I'm assuming the Mannix thing is right. So good. It's not John Henry, it sounds like, if we're keeping an eye on this. Let's say it's a casino magnate coming in and they want to bring people to their casino and build an arena a la Mohegan Sun. Where there is an arena there, the Connecticut Sun play there. So they have college basketball tournaments there. You can do tons of stuff with it and bring people to your casino and your property. So let's say they build that. On the one hand, it's good. They have an investment in this team being good. You're bringing people to your property. On the other, that ain't going to be a cheap bill.
Mm-mm.
And so what are you prioritizing, the arena or the payroll? The championships or the arena? Like that whole question would come into play in this case.
It would, yeah. It would, and I think that if there's any discussion about that or any kind of, what are you gonna prioritize? You already have two young stars. Like, your superstars are locked up. You can do anything other than that. Like, you're not gonna alienate the Celtics fan base so much that they make this a bad investment for you unless you move on for Brown or Tatum. Like, if you trade Drew Holiday or you trade Kristaps Porzingis or something like that, people are still going to want to come and see Tatum and Brown, even if they have to go to a new arena or new whatever. Like, the fans will get over these, like, other players.
If I got to drive out to Mansfield,
So the Twitch chat has a good conversation going on. Where would you even put it? Twitch.tv/BostonWE. Yeah, where
Save
do you put
that.
It?
Seaport. Save that.
Isolate that. Where do you place this new arena? Like, where is it going to go? Like, that's a good question.
Boston Brighton.
Number two, we say we don't have any qualms about it, but Achorn points it out. I'm sure the NBA would love the biggest franchise in their league playing home games in a casino. So, like, I don't have any qualms about it with the league, with the NBA.
Too late.
I was going to say, it's a weird line to draw. You're already in bed with gambling money, which I have no qualms about. But
the WNBA has it.
How does that look? How does that look for a league that had their Tim Donaghy scandal? How does that look?
I don't think it makes a difference at this point. I mean, if they wanted to separate themselves from gambling and all that, they could have done that any other number of ways.
I know, but you have to admit, playing in a casino is a lot different.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it different from having FanDuel and DraftKings and all these things sponsor various parts of the team and being in bed like that? I don't think it is at all.
It's a step
one
further.
Bit.
You're allowed to smoke in the bleachers.
Arkan, you don't agree it's a step farther? Of course it is.
Not really, no.
Okay, not really means yes. You just don't think it's a big step.
I don't think it's that big of a step at all.
Okay,
the WNBA team plays in the casino.
Okay, we're debating.
No one's upset about
that. We're debating how big of a step it is.
I don't think it's really much of a step. It's a big step for the Celtics because they played in the Garden forever.
You keep saying much of a step, which means it's a step.
I don't think it is.
Okay.
I don't think it's a step. So you're being very pedantic right now.
I don't think it's a step.
I don't think it means anything.
It's unprecedented.
No team does it. Exactly.
In the big four professional sports.
Exactly. No team does it. And like, so casino magnates already own a team. The Maloofs have done it. The Mavs right now. But this would you're right. It would be an unprecedented
move. Why aren't the Vegas teams doing it?
What do you mean?
I mean, why don't they have a casino with the Raiders?
I was going to say, because there's no team. I see what you're saying. Why don't the Raiders have an... Yeah. Right, maybe that's part of the reason why. Maybe the NFL doesn't like the look.
People are going to casinos in Las Vegas because it's Las Vegas. You don't need to have...
They have casinos in the airport.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Slot machines.
Right.
Like, why don't they have them at the Raiders stadium if this is the direction that things are eventually going to go in?
Interesting. You can jump in. 617-779-7937. Maybe Mannix is way off on this. I have no idea. Because it does seem kind of far-fetched the league would want it. But I don't think Mannix is just going to throw that out there. He's very plugged in with the organization. He's a prominent national reporter. Keep an eye on a casino resort magnate pursuing the Celtics ownership. Grosbeck doesn't own the Garden. Now one of the older in the NBA, a new majority owner may, so that's a key word, may want to build a new arena. And when it comes to gambling, Massachusetts is open for business. So, I mean, he doesn't explicitly say it would be built at a casino, I guess, rereading it. I connected those two dots. You're open for business. You got your casino. You're going to put in an arena. But maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree with that. Maybe I'm putting together words that he didn't necessarily say.
All I know is I read FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Yeah, betting partner. They don't own the team. They don't own the building. They don't,
They're partners with the league.
Yeah, they're partners.
That's what it is.
Okay.
So that's what it is. I don't think it's any big step.
They're already in bed with gambling. I get that. But this is a step further. And if you don't think it's a big step, fine. We can debate that. But it's a step further. We'll continue here with all your feedback. Arcan with all the latest here in trending. And we're right back. Stay tuned.
It's Jones and Mego with Arcan.
Arcan, it's so good to hear from you.
Why don't you just talk about shit?
Arcan, why don't you talk?
I don't know. I zoned out after he said that nice thing about me. I didn't listen to the rest of it. It's so good to hear.
That's right. On WEEI.
Wick, how much fun was that from start to finish?
Start to finish, well, it feels like we got more to do. I mean, I got to go design a ring with the guys, and we got to raise a banner in October. There's more to do, but we're going to build the team for next year. We're going to enjoy this for now, though.
And what would you like to say to the fans out there?
Well, I want to say we're fans who bought this team. We're all in this together. Let's go get another one.
Another team, he meant. It's Wick Grosbeck with Dan Roach at the parade. When was that? Like 9 days ago? 10 days ago? How recent was that?
It was the 21st.
Less than 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. 10 days? I'm terrible at math. Like, it was so recent. Like, he's up there going, yeah, I gotta get a ring done. I gotta sell this team. We're gonna go try to win another one. Wait, what? Wick, I'm sorry. You're doing what? You're what? So, just a wild, wild turn of events. Who's gonna buy the Celtics? We now have a little bit of information on that. Let me reread what Chris Mannix tweeted out earlier this hour. And we've been talking about it here on Jones and Mego with Arcan, WEEI. We'll get to Triple Play coming up. Mannix says, keep an eye on a casino resort magnate pursuing the Celtics ownership. Grosbeck doesn't own the Garden, now one of the older in the NBA. I guess I didn't realize that. It's one of the older in the NBA. Like, I mean, obviously MSG's super old.
Yeah.
I don't think Miami's is that new. I'm trying to think of some
TD
of the
Garden
other...
opened in 94, I want to say, so, you know?
Maybe Miami's newer than that, actually. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I was surprised. When I went to Miami, I was surprised. It was dumpier than I expected. I thought that would be like a nice new arena. That was kind of dumpy, to be honest. So, I didn't realize that it was that. It still feels
Celtics
new to me.
Celtics have the eighth oldest arena in the NBA.
Okay. It still feels new to me in my head, but that's I mean, obviously, you know, it's not... It's 30 years old or whatever it is.
I'm shocked at who's older than them, but it's
okay. So again, MSG is definitely older.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the only immediate one that popped into my head.
The next oldest one is the Timberwolves. The Target Center opened in 1990.
Okay.
The Utah Jazz Delta Center 91.
Okay, so they've redone that then because
it's
was,
called something else, but it's the same arena.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was still the same building. I thought maybe they had a new building.
Number four, Phoenix Suns, the Footprint Center.
Okay.
92, Cleveland Cavaliers 94. Bulls United Center 94, Trailblazers, whatever it was called back then, the Moda Center now, 1995, then the Celtics.
Yeah, because they moved out of the Rose Garden and then into the Moda Center.
Kaseya Center opened in 1999.
Miami.
That's where the Heat play.
Yeah, so that's so, I mean, that's a dumpier. And like, the Garden's not the nicest arena. And I say this all the time, it's very loud, not the nicest arena. I guess I didn't realize it was that old compared to the rest of the league. A new majority owner may want to build a new arena. And when it comes to gambling, Massachusetts is open for business. So, gambling magnet. Saudi money, Fenway Sports Group. These are all things we've discussed. Ryan dropped this
Mary F. Kill.
Yeah, right? I was just thinking.
Ooh, good one. I am definitely marrying
I am not
the casino money.
I'm not marrying the Saudis. Okay. As the woman on the program, I'll say that.
Well, I guess let's not get too far into it, but I guess Henry's somewhere on that list. You got to figure it out for yourself.
Come to Papa.
Ryan had joked about this earlier, but he also dropped in a comment from the Twitch chat. This is, how do we even say this one? Jetta Emstein? I don't even know how to say that. What if the Crafts buy the Celtics and move the stadium to Foxborough?
Okay.
Like, forget about the Foxborough part. Would the Crafts be interested in buying the Celtics?
I don't think so.
Why?
I mean, to add to their portfolio with the Revolution, like, I just
I mean, Kraft is local.
He's local.
You excited?
And he's wealthy enough. But
not even worth discussing? You're just brushing it aside?
No,
not even worth discussing?
It just doesn't feel realistic to me. I don't know. Like, I feel like he's so Patriots-focused that if the Revolution team...
Is he?
The fan, well, the fans complain
maybe,
just as much about
maybe
him
that's
as
what he's been saving his
Patriots
money up for.
Fans who are not... It would make sense.
Maybe
that
he's been
be
saving his money.
That would make sense about not spending.
Uh-huh. I can't buy Calvin Ridley because I'm buying the Celtics. Maybe.
And also paying all the Sunday ticket customers.
That's true.
And them, too.
That's
but,
true.
Yeah, I mean, listen,
he does go to a lot of... Celtics.
He's there all the
games.
Time, and he's a local billionaire. I mean, you can't. I don't think you can automatically cry
yeah,
X
look,
him out. No.
Look, I don't think it's super likely. But
he's
not
interested in this team because the players are all making.
How many people? If you're talking about local owners, how many people like or local businessmen? How many people could afford the Celtics? He's one of them,
right?
And so I'm not going to dismiss him, but I would say it's not super like Fenway Sports Group to me is way more likely than Kraft. But we'll talk about it here. You can jump in. Our buddy John is in the car. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, hey, what's up? First of all, as a Celtics season ticket holder, I'm all set with Wick now. Like, you're going to go party with your and figure out your tequila brand and, like, make TV shows? And you were talking about parades a week ago? Like, okay, go pound sand, have fun. But this Mannix tweet is weird because, like, I do agree, okay, maybe there's a casino person that might want to buy this, but the new arena thing is, like, I think it's way off base.
Okay.
Like, as much as you say, like, the Garden is bad, is like, isn't that great? I mean, they did just upgrade it somewhat recently. It's not as terrible as it once was, in my mind. I don't think it was that bad. But if you've looked at anything they've attempted with this stupid soccer-specific stadium over by the casino right now, like,
yeah.
That's going to cost a gazillion dollars. Like, I don't want any new owner trying to do that or... Like, maybe an outside shot, they partner up in, like, Taunton, and they finally get, like, the tribe to get their casino built, and they get the thing down there. But, I mean, I don't know if you've driven down 24 lately,
yeah.
But that place sucks.
Okay, I'm driving down I will be driving down 24 on the 4th, so I know it well, and it is it's just a raceway is what it is. And so I don't know where they're going to put this thing. I don't know how realistic it is. I put stock in Mannix's reporting. If he's off base, he's off base. But... Look, maybe he's right. Maybe it's just a casino magnet. It's just casino money coming in. And maybe long-term they look at something like that. I was about to say this when we were talking about the Crafts and the Rev Stadium. It is, I mean, they've been trying forever to build a soccer-specific stadium. And it does sound like a nightmare. Like, how many different scenarios have we heard of where it could go and where it's going to wind up being. And it's supposed to be by the casino in Everett, but that probably isn't going to happen. And if it does happen, it's going to be expensive, as John just said. And so... Yeah, it's not, I mean, the Twitch chat was talking about this, we mentioned this, it's not going to be super easy to do that. And so some Vegas outsider trying to come in may not know the landscape. And furthermore, as we suggested, if it is expensive, what does that do for the team payroll? Yes.
I got a DM from someone who isn't a total source here, but someone who knows things.
Hang on. Scoops Arcand?
Who says, Dorchester City's being built where the Expo Center used to be over by Carson Beach.
Okay, that's right across from where we used to work.
It is.
Yep.
Great.
They are trying to develop it to rival the Seaport.
No.
Just saying.
No.
That's a big, big area right there.
Yeah, well, that's
it's not
why,
being used at all right
now. Well, I mentioned we were over there. That building got
Stay
bought.
Stay away.
That
right.
building got bought for, I had heard in the
I don't
past,
know what the plans for it are or if maybe they are getting changed, but it's just something I'm
we
seeing.
We don't want a Dorchester Seaport.
The Dorchester Celtics.
Here.
I had heard...
That would be cool.
An assembly.
I don't want the Seaport, though.
No. I'm saying maybe it won't be the Seaport.
Yeah,
but maybe
there's plenty of development to go in there. I had heard... Okay, we get it.
Like
you don't like it.
Spin Studios.
We got it.
Great, all right, Mago, fine. You don't like the Seaport.
Yeah.
The Celtics may move there.
Right.
Is the point.
And furthermore, I had heard it was supposed to be like an Assembly Row type thing is what was going in there when that building was bought. Could an arena go there?
Hmm. I think, yeah.
Well, you think, yeah.
I think, sure.
Sources tell our kid.
Yeah, how strong is this source?
It's not someone who's involved in that sort of thing, whatever. But it's someone who knows.
Don't
that
downplay
there's
a source.
There's someone
kidding.
Who knows that they're about a big development going on.
Sources
in a place
tell
where
the Jones and Mego program, Arkin if it's wrong, but the Jones and Mego program, if this winds up being right, that a new arena with casino money could be going in Dorchester.
Could be.
I like it. Emphasis on could.
Could be.
Definitely could be.
What? You don't like it?
There's like a regular Cronkite over there. That may not. What do I care?
Guys, we have exclusive information. Why are we poo-pooing this?
Because the guy that's breaking it doesn't really seem overly convinced.
I'm just saying. Just because Mego
doesn't like the seaport, so we're done with this story. I guess
I live over there. I don't want that happening.
Well, let's go to
It'd
Dana.
Be easier to get to if they move to Dorchester.
That's true. Dana and Brockton. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
So I don't want to comment on about whether or not they're gonna build a casino. I want to comment on whether or not the NBA would like it.
Okay.
First of all, I don't think it's a step further than what they're already doing. The fact that you have the play-by-play guys giving the parlay bets while we're watching the game, they're already all in on gambling.
You know, no, of course they're all in on gambling. Like,
you don't think it's
different playing in a casino? That's different.
No.
Yes.
No. No, I go to concerts down at Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun. Nobody cares that you're seeing a concert.
Yeah, there is no prop bet on the show. It's
I can't get a money line on if Ed Sheeran is going to open with one song over another.
But you should.
Like, I can't believe like
everybody
like,
can walk into TD Garden and bet all that same stuff on the app anyway. What's the difference?
Yeah, because it's the team. The team is owned by a casino. You don't think that's different?
Not really, no.
A portion of the income comes from gambling versus a team owns it. You don't see the difference?
I don't see the difference between someone walking in and making a bet in a casino or on their phone in the arena.
One
that doesn't mean anything.
Goddamn team. How do you people not understand the difference?
So like, look, if you're asking
partner and owner.
I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I don't care. As you said, you're already in bed with casinos, but this is a step further. And it doesn't bother me. That doesn't mean the league would like the optics of it. I don't know how the league feels about it. But it is a step further.
I think we should build this arena in Charlestown.
I'm fine with it.
I think that's where it makes sense.
There's
a lot of space in Charlestown. That's what everyone says.
I'm okay. The people of Charlestown.
We put it over there.
The people of Charlestown mostly don't love the idea of a soccer stadium going in and ever. It creates traffic and headaches and everything. I'm on board with it. I'd love it.
Let's put it closer. Let's keep it in Boston proper.
I'm all for it. You want to pop an arena there? Yeah. I'm in.
Do you really need all those memorials over there? Knock a couple of those out.
Sources tell Jones they're going to knock down the Bunker Hill Monument.
For a casino housing the Celtics.
For a casino right in Monument Square. Which I would...
They're going to sink the Constitution.
I would be like...
It's a floating arena.
I would be looking forward to it. Yeah, they're going to play... You know how they play like those college basketball games on the aircraft carriers? They're going to play them on the Constitution.
It's a beautiful freighter.
Yeah.
Housing the Celtics.
They're going to change the flooring of the Constitution to parquet.
Repurpose the spirit of Boston.
Yes.
You can actually tour around the harbor while they play... Celtics, Bobcats, or whatever crappy team they get.
Ryan makes a good point. Michael Rubin, is he the majority owner of the Sixers?
Not anymore.
He had to divest
because of his connection with
he
Fanatics.
He had to divest because of Fanatics. So there you go.
But he goes, listen, Bobby, baby, it's your best buddy, Michael Rubin over here. There's some upside to owning an NBA championship here, or an NBA team, excuse me. Just hear me out. Like, I don't think we're talking about Fenway Sports Group, the Saudis. I mean, I don't think it's crazy to suggest the Kraft Sports Group
would be worse, Kraft or Henry?
Kraft.
I think it would be Kraft, because at least Fenway Sports
Henry'd put
Group,
someone on it who maybe could run the team. Yeah,
they have like this whole infrastructure where they own all these different properties, and you know, it sounds like everybody's pissed off who cheers for all those teams.
Yeah, I think it would be, if it's Kraft, I think it's worse. That's a scary thing to say, but that I think it's worse. Jeremy Jacobs ain't going to buy it. We know that. I think it's worse if it's Kraft. But you can discuss 617-779-7937.
Sophie's choice here.
It really is.
Good. Well, that's nice.
Ted's in Malden. Go ahead, Ted.
How you doing, guys? My thing is, I think by building a new stadium is the biggest problem they're going to have. But I don't mind some billionaire casino owner. I want someone with a huge ego that wants to win like Bauma and wants to spend a ton of money on his team.
So I agree.
That's the type of guy I want.
Yeah, I agree. So the arena is just something Mannix brought up. Has he had any additional tweets on that? Can somebody check? Has he followed up? Has he, like, quote tweeted anybody who's like, it's never happening. You don't even live here.
I feel like that's one that he sets and forgets.
Okay, so I'm just curious if he's had any subsequent reporting that I've missed. But let's leave the arena piece out of it. The caller's right. That's the kind of person that I want owning the team.
Yep.
Somebody with deep pockets, hopefully limited cash, unlimited cash flow, rather, as opposed to limited cash flow, which I acknowledge Wick has. I think he has enough to run the team, but he has limited cash flow compared to somebody like that. That'd be a great scenario.
So he didn't have anything further on that, but he did tweet this 2 hours ago. He said, some owners have become very worried of what local TV deals could look like in the years ahead.
You said this earlier.
Are embattled, and while the new national deal will be big, future local deals may not. Cuban, Grossbeck may see now is the time to get out while the getting is good.
Okay. So it's part of a trend in the NBA. And it's how much, what percent of NBC Sports Boston to the Celtics own?
I believe it's something around 30.
Okay. Interesting.
That's just hearsay.
No. I mean, what I've heard in the past is the Red Sox own 80% of Nesson, the Bruins own 20%. And so that's what I've heard about that. I wasn't sure the percentage the Celtics own, but
it could be lower, could be higher.
Okay, interesting. But it's the RSNs, the local deals, NBC Sports Boston, Nesson, that level of deal that is scaring some of these owners. Interesting, because we talked about the national TV packages earlier. Those are massive. And even if it's not ESPN or it's not Turner and it goes to Amazon or whatever, I can't imagine that's going to be a small deal. So I think the national television packages are going to be there. But what about the local rights deals?
Yeah, who's picking up the Bobcat games on Wednesday nights in December?
Major League Baseball had to come in and like buy it. Was it Bally's or Diamond Sports?
Bally went under,
Who was it? Diamond Sports or Bally's? Or are they the same? I forget.
Bally's went out of business, I think.
So did Diamond Sports buy that out? Is that what happened? Maybe that's what happened. But like Major League Baseball had to like cover those broadcasts.
Right.
Like when they went belly up. And so, look.
Yeah, Bally Sports Channel's got pulled off like Comcast lineups this year.
So interesting. So Mannix said that a couple hours ago.
Yes.
Okay. So there you go. Maybe it is part of a larger trend. Like I said, for everybody who thinks it's just about Wick not owning the building, Mark Cuban sold his team. He owns that building. He's a billionaire however many times over. Is he a billionaire? Is that accurate to say? He's got to be a billionaire however many times over. And so
Mark Cuban?
Yeah. How many is he? Tens of billions? What was he worth? I have no idea.
Mark Cuban is worth $5.4 billion.
Okay.
I thought it'd be more than that.
Me too. Yeah. More than Wick. But when it comes to...
like that's just $5.4 billion?
Yeah. But so, yeah, I know. We're like so disappointed in that number.
I thought you were a baller, man.
If somebody has a $5 billion valuation on Shark Tank, he could barely afford it.
What is Kraft's?
Kraft's has got to be way less than that.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying. I'm like, well, maybe we're giving Kraft too much credit that he'd be able to buy the Celtics.
Well, maybe not on his own, but no one buys these things on their own. Kraft is worth $11.1
billion. Wow. Okay. Wow. Blow up my skirt. I don't know.
He could buy three Celtics.
Yeah, seriously. So
that's why you call him Robert.
Cuban is worth $5 billion. He is, owns his building and he's selling. So it's a part of a larger trend in the NBA. And meanwhile, if it is, how do you feel about that with Wick? Like John in the car earlier said he's dead to me. Like, okay, fine. You said you want to be paid in parades. You didn't even get there. The parade barely even ended. You're already thinking about it before the parade. Selling the team.
He's on the parade making calls. He's on the float.
Hey, he's like taking calls on the parade from other billionaires, rounding up investment. And so how do you feel about that? And do you agree with John? He's the first person who's verbalized that. People have verbalized concerns about the new owner and everything. He's the first person who really verbalized any vitriol towards Wick. You can jump in there. 617-779-7937. We'll get to TD Garden. TD Garden. I'm reading a tweet. We'll get to Triple Play, rather, coming up next.
It's going to be a triple play.
It's time for the triple play.
Yes! Triple play.
The top three burning questions of the day.
And there's three.
With Jones and Mago.
Triples is best. Triples is best.
Triples is best. I don't live in a hotel, and it is Monday, Jones and Mago. But first, let's visit the 99 the day after the Red Sox win. And 99 Rewards members get a free kids meal with every adult entree purchased. The 99 restaurant, the official family restaurant of the Boston Red Sox.
I mean, there's a 99 just right down the street from where that new Celtics arena is going to go at the top of Bunker Hill Monument. I mean,
it's right there.
So you could
catch the game.
You could catch the game.
Down pop over 99.
The 99 send shuttles over for Bruins games. I know that to the Garden. So I'm sure they could do that.
They absolutely should.
If they name it the 99 Arena.
Oh, beautiful. Hey. 99. Hey. Get in now. Naming rights at the new Celtics Arena. the home the of nines. The Celtics. The nine. Yeah.
Yeah. See yeah, you
the
go, nines.
You going to the game over at the nines tonight?
It was loud at the nines last night, kid.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, I got a sawbuck on the Celtics tonight. I'll see you over at the nines.
Very good. All right, it is buy or sell Monday, Jones and Mego, so let's start buying and selling.
Number one.
Mego, we start with you. Buy or sell, the Celtics' next owner will be a name that we all know.
Sell. Sell. I don't think it's going to be John Henry. I don't think it's going to be Robert Kraft. I think it maybe it'll be one of these names that we mentioned today as we're going down these lists of the highest valued casino owners and business people like that. But I don't think it's going to be a common household name that sports fans are going to hear and go, oh, my God, no. Or, oh, interesting. I think it's going to be some random business person, some random rich or collection of rich people who you just go like, okay, I hope that they like basketball. I hope they care about this.
What if it's Bezos?
I don't think it'll be Bezos.
Why?
Well,
trying to buy an NFL team?
I don't know. I think he's... I feel like Bezos has become, because he bought the Washington Post and because he's been rumored in some other sports teams, that he's become like the savior that people want to just come in and like be the fun rich guy who actually spends on stuff.
Yeah.
It just feels kind of like a pipe dream.
Okay, I'm going to buy we've heard of this person. And there's plenty of nameless, faceless billionaires I've never heard of, right? I mean, I hadn't really heard a lot of John Henry when he was buying the team. So
you know me now,
and
though.
He was in baseball, and it's like I didn't know super well who that was coming in, and so I think we're gonna know them, and I think Henry is a real candidate to buy this. We know he wants an NBA team, and we know LeBron, who he's in business with, wants to own an NBA team, or at least you know, be part of an NBA ownership group, like Magic Johnson, like Peyton Manning, like other athletes have done. A-Rod does now in the NBA, and so. Yeah, I think we're going to have heard of him. And if you have me prioritizing the favorite right now, Henry would be at the top of the list. He's here. He wants an NBA team. It's been known, apparently, for months, according to Axios, that this is happening and that it's been considered by the Celtics. And so, yeah, I mean, if I'm Wick and I'm selling the team, who's one of the first people I call? Henry. So I would put him at the top of the heap right now, which is horrifying. But I'm going to buy that we'll have heard of the owner, and I'll add that name to the list.
All right, let's get to our second buy or sell.
Number two.
Jones, this one for you. Buy or sell that Luke Kornet will appear in more games next season than Kristaps Porzingis.
Buy. He did this year, and Porzingis is already missing half the year. Buy. Like, I think he's going to be out there quite a bit. And, you know, that's if the Celtics don't, the new owner doesn't trade him at the trade deadline to peel off some millions.
It's not for sale.
But I'm going to say, yeah, he's going to play more games. Again, he already did this past year.
Yeah. Unfortunately, like it's a different question than what are their impacts going to be on the team,
right?
Or impactful playing time or playoff game playing time. I think, first of all, like Porzingis, we know he's probably going to miss time at the beginning of the season, and they're going to have even more load management for him, I guess, than they did last year, because then he was dealing with injuries. So I bet it's even a lighter load for him, which means more playing time, more games for Luke Kornet. So yep. Good thing you kept him around, I guess.
Sure. Or you could have maybe upgraded that position, but fine. I also think you'll see more of him than Porzingis next year. Let's get to our third buy or sell.
Number three.
All right. Klay Thompson moving on to the Dallas Mavericks. Mego, buy or sell that the Splash Brothers, Curry and Thompson, were a top five all-time NBA duo.
Top five feels extremely strong, but... And they both have, they're a weird one because they both have the same skill set. They're both just these pure shooters. And Klay Thompson, I feel like I'm going to be very swayed by who he's been since he came back from that injury, which has just been nothing close to what he was in his prime. So I'm going to say no. I don't have a top five top of mind right now, but I would put them at probably like six or seven.
Yeah, I mean... I would have him outside the top five as well, because I don't think Klay Thompson's that good. And, I mean, he's an all-time great shooter, but is he an all-time great player? No, I don't think so. I don't think of him that way. And the further we go along with the Warriors, the more I think of it as Curry's team. And Thompson was along for the ride. They needed to bring in Durant to win a second one. Him and Klay couldn't do that on their own. They won the first one, not the second one. And so, yeah, I mean, would you be shocked at all if Tatum and Brown go down as a better all-time duo?
Yeah, I think I would.
Why?
Because they won so many championships, Curry and Thompson together.
They won a bunch, and Curry had a bunch of MVPs, which I don't know if either Tatum or Brown are all
I think that's asking me if I think that Tatum and Brown will win four NBA championships together, and I don't see that.
Yeah, but I don't think they necessarily have to.
I don't think they can't. I just don't see it.
I don't think they have to. I don't think they have to match them title for title to be considered a greater duo. Like, I don't necessarily think that.
Jordan and Pippen a better duo than them?
Yes.
Definitely.
Pippen's the Klay Thompson of that duo, though, right?
I mean, right, like, who's a better player? And trust me, I'm not like the chief Pippen supporter, but who's a better player, Pippen or Klay?
I mean, they're both going to the Hall of Fame, but I'd say Pippen's a little bit better.
Everybody goes to the Hall of Fame.
Fine. I just say he's maybe a little bit better, more well-rounded, but he averaged 17 points a game. You know, Klay Thompson, for all the contributions he made, was a better scorer than that, at the very least.
Yeah, I kind of think of Klay as just the guy who stood out there and knocked down some open threes. And the further we get away from it, he's more like Ray Allen to me. And I don't value that skill set. I would say they're not a top five all-time duo. Curry's an all-time great player.
Yeah.
But where's Klay? Much further down the list. I'd say they're outside the top five. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Tatum and Brown passed that duo.
Where would you put Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma?
Right neck and neck. Right
up there. Right?
Like, yeah. Right behind them.
Maybe exactly. Top 10.
So there you go. That's Triple Play each and every day at this time here on Jones and Mego with Arcand. Mannix had his tweet about the RSNs. And I wish I, A, thought of this, and B, I wish I saw that earlier. I went back and looked at the Cuban sale. Here's what Mark Cuban said at the time. Adding to his, and this is what am I reading from here? I'm reading from, what is this outlet? It looks like Channel 5 in Dallas, their website. Adding to Cuban's desire to sell the team was the state of the company that owns the regional sports network, Diamond Sports, who we just talked about. I didn't realize they broadcast the Mavs games, but they are in bankruptcy proceedings, which sounds like a rough go. Cuban said the sale makes revenue from media rights deals much less of a concern for the Mavs. Financially, Cuban said at the time of the sale, we're in a far better position this afternoon than we were yesterday afternoon to be able to compete like that. So obviously, I mean, you have billions and billions of dollars coming in. You've sold the franchise. You have to worry about the rights deal less, but that means they were worried about the media rights deal. And not that NBC Sports Boston is bankrupt, but if this is where RSNs are going and this is how owners are looking at it, like, hey, that's been a real cash cow for us. I mean, the Red Sox make crap tons of money off NESN. And so if that revenue stream dries up for any of these owners, whether it's NBA, NHL, MLB, that RSN model, different from the NFL, if that revenue stream dries up and you couple that to you don't own your building, which you've heard a billion times, then yeah, maybe it's just, hey, now's the time, because they're never going to be this where championship caliber. Yes, it's an expensive payroll, but because we're championship caliber, we're charging X on these RSN deals. You know, we're getting whatever we get from these national rights deals. Now's the time to get out. And it's a trend. It's not just Wick can't afford it, or it's estate planning, or, you know, Wick doesn't own his building. Cuban did it. Now Wick's doing it. Maybe we're going to see this more throughout the NBA.
Yeah, it kind of feels like it is a perfect mix. You know, like a perfect storm of all the different factors that make sense for them to sell it right now. I just wonder, we probably won't find out, but I would love to know how much of it is something that was almost pre-programmed, pre-planned, that it was going to happen sometime over the next 2 years, and
happened to coincide with the title.
Well, that it has more to do with the money that they were spending on the team.
Saying,
we're going to have this little window at the end, and we're looking at this, and then it's up to the next person or the next group.
No, I mean, Hollinger tweeted this earlier today, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't have it in front of me, but he's like, it's brilliant. You sell high now, get out while the getting's good, and somebody else is the face of tearing this team apart in 2, 3, 4 years. It's not Wick. Wick brought in the title. Wick put the team in place. Wick sold it. It's the next owner's fault when it all gets broken
up. Or they come in and they're the big sugar daddy or sugar mama.
Yep. So, I mean, look, that'd be a nice case scenario for Celtics fans. I don't know how that would make Wick look in retrospect, but it's a nice scenario for Celtics fans. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Mego with Arcan on WEEI. We'll reset some of this Wick news. We also have Meg-splaining, and we have Bet Roulette picks for tonight coming up next hour. Stay tuned for all of it.
It's going to be a triple play.
It's time for the triple play.
Yes! Triple play.
The top three burning questions of the day.
And there's three.
With Jones and Mego.
Triples is best. Triples is best.
Triples is best. I don't live in a hotel, and it is Monday, Jones and Mego. But first, let's visit the 99 the day after the Red Sox win. And 99 Rewards members get a free kids meal with every adult entree purchased. The 99 restaurant, the official family restaurant of the Boston Red Sox.
I mean, there's a 99 just right down the street from where that new Celtics arena is going to go at the top of Bunker Hill Monument. I mean,
it's right there.
So you could
catch the game.
You could catch the game.
Pop over
the 99 send shuttles over for Bruins games. I know that to the Garden, so I'm sure they could do that.
They absolutely should.
If they name it the 99 Arena.
Oh, beautiful. Hey. 99. Hey. Get in now. Naming rights at the new Celtics Arena. the home the of nines. The Celtics, the nine. Yeah.
Yeah. See you at the nines.
You going to the game over at the nines tonight?
It was loud at the nines last night, kid.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, I got a sawbuck on the Celtics tonight. I'll see you over at the nines.
Very good. All right, it is buy or sell Monday, Jones and Mego, so let's start buying and selling.
Number one.
Mego, we start with you. Buy or sell, the Celtics' next owner will be a name that we all know.
Sell. Sell. I don't think it's going to be John Henry. I don't think it's going to be Robert Kraft. I think it maybe it'll be one of these names that we mentioned today as we're going down these lists of the highest valued casino owners and business people like that. But I don't think it's going to be a common household name that sports fans are going to hear and go, oh, my God, no. Or, oh, interesting. I think it's going to be some random business person, some random rich or collection of rich people who you just go like, okay, I hope that they like basketball. I hope they care about this.
What if it's Bezos?
I don't think it'll be Bezos.
Why?
Well,
trying to buy an NFL team?
I don't know. I think he's, I feel like Bezos has become, because he bought the Washington Post and because he's been rumored in some other sports teams, that he's become like the savior that people want to just come in and like be the fun rich guy who actually spends on stuff.
Yeah.
It just feels kind of like a pipe dream.
Okay, I'm going to buy we've heard of this person. And there's plenty of nameless, faceless billionaires I've never heard of, right? I mean, I hadn't really heard a lot of John Henry when he was buying the team. So
you know me now.
And he was in baseball. And it's like, I didn't know super well who that was coming in. And so I think we're going to know them. And I think Henry is a real candidate to buy this. We know he wants an NBA team. And we know LeBron, who he's in business with, wants to own an NBA team or at least be part of an NBA ownership group. Like Magic Johnson, like Peyton Manning, like other athletes have done. A-Rod does now in the NBA. And so, yeah, I think we're going to have heard of him. And if you have me prioritizing the favorite right now, Henry would be at the top of the list. He's here. He wants an NBA team. It's been known, apparently, for months, according to Axios, that this is happening and that it's been considered by the Celtics. And so, yeah, I mean, if I'm Wick and I'm selling the team, who's one of the first people I call? Henry. So I would put him at the top of the heap right now, which is horrifying, but I'm going to buy that we'll have heard of the owner, and I'll add that name to the list.
All right, let's get to our second buy or sell.
Number two.
Jones, this one for you. Buy or sell that Luke Kornet will appear in more games next season than Kristaps Porzingis.
Buy. He did this year, and Porzingis is already missing half the year. Buy. Like, I think he's going to be out there quite a bit. And, you know, that's if the Celtics, the new owner doesn't trade him at the trade deadline to peel off some millions.
It's not for sale.
But I'm going to say, yeah, he's going to play more games. Again, he already did this past year.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's a different question than what are their impacts going to be on the team,
right?
Or impactful playing time or playoff game playing time. I think, first of all, like Porzingis, we know he's probably going to miss time at the beginning of the season, and they're going to have even more load management for him, I guess, than they did last year, because then he was dealing with injuries. So I bet it's even a lighter load for him, which means more playing time, more games for Luke Kornet. So yep. Good thing you kept him around, I guess.
Sure. Or you could have maybe upgraded that position, but fine. I also think you'll see more of him than Porzingis next year. Let's get to our third buy or sell.
Number three.
All right. Klay Thompson moving on to the Dallas Mavericks. Mego, buy or sell that the Splash Brothers, Curry and Thompson, were a top five all-time NBA duo.
Top five feels extremely strong, but... And they both have, they're a weird one because they both have the same skill set. They're both just these pure shooters. And Klay Thompson, I feel like I'm going to be very swayed by who he's been since he came back from that injury, which has just been nothing close to what he was in his prime. So I'm going to say no. I don't have a top five top of mind right now, but I would put them at probably like six or seven.
Yeah, I mean... I would have him outside the top five as well, because I don't think Klay Thompson's that good. And, I mean, he's an all-time great shooter, but is he an all-time great player? No, I don't think so. I don't think of him that way. And the further we go along with the Warriors, the more I think of it as Curry's team. And Thompson was along for the ride. They needed to bring in Durant to win a second one. Him and Klay couldn't do that on their own. They won the first one, not the second one. And so, yeah, I mean, would you be shocked at all if Tatum and Brown go down as a better all-time duo?
Yeah, I think I would.
Why?
Because they won so many championships, Curry and Thompson together.
They won a bunch, and Curry had a bunch of MVPs, which I don't know if either Tatum or Brown are.
I think that's asking me if I think that Tatum and Brown will win four NBA championships together, and I don't see that.
Yeah, but I don't think they necessarily have to.
I don't think they can't. I just don't see it.
I don't think they have to. I don't think they have to match them title for title to be considered a greater duo. Like, I don't necessarily think that.
Jordan and Pippen a better duo than them?
Yes.
Definitely.
Pippen's the Klay Thompson of that duo, though, right?
I mean, right, like, who's a better player? And trust me, I'm not like the chief Pippen supporter, but who's a better player, Pippen or Klay?
I mean, they're both going to the Hall of Fame, but I'd say Pippen's little bit better.
Everybody goes to the Hall of Fame.
Fine, I just say he's maybe a little bit better, more well-rounded, but he averaged 17 points a game. You know, Klay Thompson, for all the contributions he made, was a better scorer than that, at the very least.
Yeah, I kind of think of Klay as just the guy who stood out there and knocked down some open threes. And the further we get away from it, he's more like Ray Allen to me, and I don't value that skill set. I would say they're not a top five all-time duo. Curry's an all-time great player.
Yeah.
But where's Klay? Much further down the list. I'd say they're outside the top five. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Tatum and Brown passed that duo.
Where would you put Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma?
Right neck and neck. Like right
up there. Right?
Like right behind them.
Maybe
exactly.
Top 10.
So there you go. That's Triple Play each and every day at this time here on Jones and Mego with Arcan. Mannix had his tweet about the RSNs. And I wish I, A, thought of this, and B, I wish I saw that earlier. I went back and looked at the Cuban sale. Here's what Mark Cuban said at the time. Adding to his, and this is what am I reading from here? I'm reading from, what is this outlet? It looks like Channel 5 in Dallas, their website. Adding to Cuban's desire to sell the team was the state of the company that owns the regional sports network, Diamond Sports, who we just talked about. I didn't realize they broadcast the Mavs games, but they are in bankruptcy proceedings, which sounds like a rough go. Cuban said the sale makes revenue from media rights deals much less of a concern for the Mavs. Financially, Cuban said at the time of the sale, we're in a far better position this afternoon than we were yesterday afternoon to be able to compete like that. So obviously, I mean, you have billions and billions of dollars coming in. You've sold the franchise. You have to worry about the rights deal less. But that means they were worried about the media rights deal. And not that NBC Sports Boston is bankrupt, but if this is where RSNs are going and this is how owners are looking at it, like, hey, that's been a real cash cow for us. I mean, the Red Sox make crap tons of money off Nesson. And so if that revenue stream dries up for any of these owners, whether it's NBA, NHL, MLB, that RSN model, different from the NFL, if that revenue stream dries up and you couple that to you don't own your building, which you've heard a billion times, then yeah, maybe it's just, hey, now's the time because they're never going to be this where championship caliber. Yes, it's an expensive payroll, but because we're championship caliber, we're charging X on these RSN deals. You know, we're getting whatever we get from these national rights deals. Now's the time to get out. And it's a trend. It's not just Wick can't afford it, or it's estate planning, or, you know, Wick doesn't own his building. Cuban did it. Now Wick's doing it. Maybe we're going to see this more throughout the NBA.
Yeah, it kind of feels like it is a perfect mix. You know, like a perfect storm of all the different factors that make sense for them to sell it right now. I just wonder, we probably won't find out, but I would love to know how much of it is something that was almost pre-programmed, pre-planned, that it was going to happen sometime over the next 2 years, and that
it
has
just happened to coincide with the title.
Well, that it has more to do with the money that they were spending on the team.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Saying, we're going to have this little window at the end, and we're looking at this, and then it's up to the next person or the next group.
No, I mean, Hollinger tweeted this earlier today, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't have it in front of me, but he's like, it's brilliant. You sell high now, get out while the getting's good, and somebody else is the face of tearing this team apart in 2, 3, 4 years. It's not Wick. Wick brought in the title. Wick put the team in place. Wick sold it. It's the next owner's fault when it all gets broken
up. Or they come in and they're the big sugar daddy or sugar mama.
Yep. So, I mean, look, that'd be a nice case scenario for Celtics fans. I don't know how that would make Wick look in retrospect, but it's a nice scenario for Celtics fans. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Mego with Arcan on WEEI. We'll reset some of this Wick news. We also have Meg explaining, and we have Bet Roulette picks for tonight coming up next hour. Stay tuned for all of it.